Thank you very much, Mr. President, for holding these discussions, and I thank the panelists for their excellent presentations today. I would like to state that thanks largely to the experience accumulated through the Argentine-Brazil Agency for Accounting and Control, ABAC, which works on the basis of maximum transparency and mutual verification between neighbors in respect of nuclear materials, Brazil has been in a favorable position to participate in and contribute to initiatives such as the IPNDV, which we value in spite of being a restricted forum for such a fundamental conversation. IPNDV, of course, would have better outcomes, representation, and legitimacy if carried out in truly multilateral format, preferably within the UN system. Brazil has enthusiastically engaged with the group of governmental experts on nuclear disarmament verification, convened under the UNGA Resolution 71/67. And I'm glad Ms. Heimerbach brought up the GGE in the context of today's discussions on transparency. Within the framework of that GGE, Brazil submitted a working paper proposing the establishment of a group of scientific and technical experts on nuclear disarmament verification, a GSTENDV, mandated by the Conference on Disarmament and under its rules of procedure. Though response to the idea was extremely positive in the context of the GGE, a type of consensus minus one situation prevented the group from clearly endorsing a recommendation to pursue such course of action. But I'm glad that Ms. Heimerbach has indicated Norway might be pursuing further action on this issue in the context of the first committee within the UNGA. So that might be an opportunity to continue to consider this idea and the proposal made by Brazil. The GSTENDV is premised in the notion that all states, nuclear and non-nuclear weapon states, have a stake in and a right to fully participate in nuclear disarmament discussions, negotiations, and verification of compliance. In a manner that is similar to the group of scientific experts created for the CTBT many years ago, which met for about 20 years within the context of the Conference of Disarmament prior to negotiations actually commencing on the CTBT. So a similar such group of scientific and technical experts on nuclear disarmament verification would also be strictly of a technical nature. It would have appropriate duration and equitable composition. It could work on technologies and methodologies to investigate and develop inspection techniques. The GSTENDV could perform relevant research and explore different verification scenarios without prejudice to the position of any state or the content of any possible future comprehensive treaty on nuclear disarmament or existing ones, while upholding the principles of non-discrimination, non-proliferation, and the balance between the credibility and sensitivity of information. To assuage concerns which were put forth in the context of discussions in the GGE with respect to non-nuclear weapon states having access to confidential information, Brazil has proposed verification based on the concept of proliferation-resistant information. Many states seem to agree that the high-level expert group created by Resolution 71/259 has exhausted technical preparatory work on the verification of compliance related to a fissile materials treaty. Little more is expected henceforth beyond commencement of negotiations on such a treaty whenever states party agree to do so. Setting up a GSTENDV, therefore, would be the most viable and useful course of action to maintain the momentum generated by FMT technical discussions so far. Furthermore, a GSTE on nuclear disarmament verification would ensure that future negotiations would not be limited to the non-proliferation dimension of fissile materials, but include technically sound verification methodologies, mechanisms, and inspection procedures for nuclear weapon disarmament, more broadly speaking, in conformity with obligations contained in Article 6 of the NPT. So thank you very much for the opportunity to highlight certain elements of the proposal made by Brazil with respect to nuclear disarmament verification, which is very closely related to the subject of transparency that you brought up today in this body, Mr. President. Thank you.